And on the line now, I have At Peace Makita, and she's with the Detroit Water Brigade. Good morning. Still is morning. How are you, At Peace? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Where are you at the moment?
Fitzboro.
And what's happening over there?
There's a lot going on over here.
Okay.
Meters are being installed in the front of the residents' homes. There's at least 20 or more sites
okay.
in front of people's homes set up.
Okay, if we could get back to the background, you're over here giving talks. The Detroit Water Brigade, why was it founded? Give us a background to what happened over in Detroit.
Sure, no problem. In Detroit, we have a meter system that we've had for quite some time. And if you're not able to afford the water, then your water is shut off. In the city earlier this year, they started a massive shut-off campaign where they had announced that they would be shutting off over 3,000 families a week. So the founders of the brigade, Justin Wheatus, Tamiko Williams, and Danny McClatchy, they decided, okay, if they're going to be shutting families off, then that means that there's children and elderly and disabled people who still need water. So they came together. They started an Amazon wedding registry on Amazon for people to donate cases of water, water treatment kits, barrels, and as well as funds mm-hmm. to help, you know, families keep water supplied. So it's a rapid relief nonprofit organization. We go out and we help people keep their water, keep a water supply. We have several different programs. We have a water affordability fund where we're actually helping people pay the down payment to get their water service turned back on once they're shut off. We also have a share water campaign where we have barrels and water hoses where neighbors can share their water with the neighbors who don't have water.
Okay.
So it's a pretty serious thing happening in Detroit right now.
Okay, and just to explain to our listeners, the difference between what's happening over there and here is that here it's a private water company that's actually installing the meters. Over there, it's the Detroit Water and Sewage Department, which is like our councillors here, I suppose. So it's the city government, more or less, that's shutting down the water. Is that correct?
Correct. It is operating and being consulted by and being managed on a private level, but the mask or the face of it is still being considered a public entity.
And is this the only state that this is in, that they have this impediment where you pay for your water? Is it the only state in the U.S.?
No. It's commonplace in America to have your water metered and to pay for your water, and if you don't pay, get it shut off. Oh, that's commonplace.
Okay, well, the sanctions then that's been put in by the Detroit Sewage Department, is that commonplace where they would switch off water, or is it just happening in Detroit?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's commonplace everywhere in America. You can, if you don't pay for your water, it gets shut off.
Okay. And why has it come to the fore? Well, first of all, how long has this been going on? The opposition seems maybe just because the situation we're in, we've just heard about it. How long has the opposition been going on?
How long will the opposition be going on?
The Detroit Water Brigade. How long has it been set up, in other words? And have you got, likewise, opposition in other states?
People are standing up and protesting in a number of places in America. In Detroit, there's several organizations, not just the Detroit Water Brigade, that has been fighting for our water to stay public, has been fighting for it to stay affordable. So our organization, being only 6 months old, we're the only rapid relief organization. We're the only organization that's actually, you know, going door to door and making sure people have water. But the opposition and standing up for water rights has been going on in the city for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. And you're sort of over here and you're giving talks on that. Can I ask you about the cost? Is it I don't suppose you've looked into the costs that have been put forward here, but what are the costs over there?
In terms of water rates?
Yeah, water rates, yeah.
They're pretty erroneous. I would say 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you would get a quarterly water bill every 3 months, and the average would be about $40. That was in the 70s, 80s, and part of the 90s. Now, in 2014, you get a monthly bill, and the average bill is $130 per month. It could be more. You have some people that have literally, you know, they owe thousands and thousands of dollars in mm-hmm. their water bill.
And it, just for curiosity, are the meters installed inside or outside the house?
The meters are outside. They started a new safe meter system. It's a digitized meter system that actually comes into your home. But the traditional meter system is on the outside of your home, so they can turn you on and off from the outside.
Okay, now I'm just curious, are they similar to the ones they're installing over here? Have you had a chance to find out and or had a look at one?
I just saw one of the meters that they're trying to install today, and it looks similar, very similar to the ones that we have.
And has there been any talk about the actual safety of the meters for emissions and stuff like that, which was brought up here, was first instigated? The actual safety.
The emissions in terms of what?
From the meters themselves. I can't remember what it was, but there's some kind of radiation that comes off from the reading of the meters.
Oh, for sure. The smart meters,
yeah.
I know for sure, are dangerous because my water was cut off in the city of Detroit for resisting or not wanting the smart meter put in my home. I did my research and found out that parts of California banned the meter because of health hazards, because it was toxic. So to, you know, force it on someone to say, we're going to turn your water off if you don't get this meter, you know, was the ultimate. But that's what they did.
Okay.
And finally, I had to just go ahead and get it.
And have you been able to verify if ours are quite similar, if not the same?
It's the same.
It's exactly the same. Okay. So people were justified in their fears then about the safety of the meters themselves, apart from costs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
So how long are you here for at peace?
We'll be here until Saturday.
Okay, and so you'll be going on the big march tomorrow?
Oh, you know it, and I expect everyone to be out there marching and standing. The thing about Ireland, you all are in such a divine place, a great place, because you have an opportunity to keep this from happening to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you want to be charged twice for something that technically, you know, is yours on birthright? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's asking for free water. No one's saying that water should be free and nobody should have to pay. No, I don't mind paying to have my water clean, to have my water processed, to have my water supplied into my home. No problem.
But
any other cost on top of that is pretty much it's out of order.
Mm-hmm. As an aside, that's something that... I've been talking about myself and talking to other campaigners about something else, different, but it's still aligned to water in some way. It's fracking. So is that any way a controversial subject over in alignment with the water protests at all? Especially in around Detroit at all?
The fracking issue has not been a huge topic around this struggle. There are environmentalist groups who are definitely standing, you know, keeping stand on that. But the fracking just across, you know, across the board is definitely a huge reason why we're having such issues. I mean, the natural cycle of life, you know, the mm-hmm. rain coming down, hitting the ground, being absorbed, transitioning back into clouds, turning back into rain, you know, that whole cycle of life with the fracking is being disturbed. So the planet itself is being depleted of mm-hmm. its water source.
Well, on a more practical subject, I've heard the argument that because the world is becoming more corporate, that water and the cost and the money that you have to pay, and when you align it up with fracking, apart from environmental issues, there's a big talk of, you know, like it costs so much money, you need so much water to pump down to actually to get the stuff going. That's part of it as well. There's a big corporate underbelly going on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been talked about over there?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's all about financial gain. It's all about controlling, you know, the masses through economics. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's really the argument itself. You know, we want more money for something that we know you can't afford. And then we are saying, oh, no, we can't afford it. And so it's just this constant conversation back and forth about economics. So, you know, of course, the corporate side of it is very much attached.
Okay, and finally, obviously, you're here on Saturday, you're going to be giving more talks. Where are you going to be talking in the next couple of days? Have you any idea?
No, they're just kind of like whisking us off to play from place to place. We will be at the demonstration tomorrow, which I'm really excited about. And everyone who comes out will have an opportunity to hear us speak then.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that as well. And I hope to meet you over the next couple of days as well. And maybe I'll have a chat with you on Friday before you go back as well.
That That sounds good to me.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us. And that's Adpeace Makita from the Detroit Water Brigade. And don't get
don't get
yourself arrested over there.
that is not in the works.
We don't want to make you a guest of the state in that way at all. Okay.
No. It's a very peaceful movement.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Bye. And that's Adpeace Makita, as I said, Detroit Water Brigade.